It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. Illinois' top lawmakers continue to be divided over what should be done to bring down rising pension costs. The governor and legislative leaders met about it yesterday in Chicago. It was their first meeting since the General Assembly adjourned last week. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Warnings about Illinois' underfunded pension system sounded for years, but this was the first session the General Assembly got close to doing anything about it. That the governor and legislative leaders all say they want to overhaul the state's pension systems is significant, but they can't agree on how. The main point of contention is how and how much to make universities in downstate and suburban schools pay for their employees' retirement benefits. Governor Pat Quinn says the state shouldn't keep paying for those pensions.
If you can negotiate something and then send the bill to someone else, that isn't a real healthy situation for accountability.
The Senate already passed a measure to reduce state employees' and elected officials' benefits while legislators continue to negotiate what to do about university and teacher pensions. But Quinn says he won't stand for that partial solution. The governor and leaders are planning to meet again later this month. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
An Illinois House committee says a member who is charged with taking a bribe should be punished. And the representative's former political patron says that's okay with him. Chip Mitchell reports.
Federal authorities say Democrat Derek Smith of Chicago accepted $7,000 for backing a child care center's state grant application. A panel of Smith's House colleagues yesterday advanced a case that could strip him of his legislative seat. Secretary of State Jesse White says he's happy.
I believe that they should move forward.
White backed Smith's career before the bribery charge. Now White's backing a third-party candidate who'll face Smith in November.
I think there's a price to pay.
But Smith attorney Victor Henderson says the House should not take evidence from the feds at face value.
This is the same FBI that wiretapped Martin Luther King.
Henderson says lawmakers should wait for the criminal case to play out.
That was Chip Mitchell reporting from Chicago. Republican congressional candidate Rodney Davis of Taylorville says he hopes the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down all of the Affordable Care Act. The court is expected to take up the measure this month. Speaking in Champaign today, Davis said he would like to see changes to the country's health care system.
I want to replace it with a more cost-effective, market-based health care safety net. You know, we ought to allow insurance companies to sell policies across state lines. And when we do, we're going to be able to increase group sizes, we're going to be able to reduce rates, and we're going to be able to make sure that people have affordable health insurance that they're happy with and that they and their families control where and when to seek medical treatment.
Davis is running in the redrawn 13th Congressional District against Democrat David Gill. Gill, who is a Bloomington physician, has also been critical of the health care reform measure that's before the Supreme Court. He says it does not go far enough to ensure universal coverage. The redrawn 13th Congressional District includes Champaign, Decatur, Bloomington, Springfield, and the Metro East area near St. Louis. Voters in Champaign County have more options this year for early voting. Early voting has typically taken place at the Brookins Administrative Center in Urbana, but County Clerk Gordy Holton says there will now be seven other locations across Champaign County. They include Champaign Spalding Recreation Center and Meadowbrook Community Church, Grace Church in Mahomet, the Rantoul Recreation Center, the St. Joseph Village Annex, and the Tolono Public Library. Holton anticipates his office will be able to operate these locations for less than $20,000, an amount he says is within his current budget.
We have saved enough money over the last year and a half in preparation for the November election that the savings that we've realized in other areas more than offset the cost, the additional cost for these off-site early voting locations.
Holton says with the added locations, 101 out of 118 precincts in Champaign County will have at least one additional option for early voting. Legislation that's awaiting Governor Pat Quinn's signature would also make early voting possible closer to Election Day. The Savoy Village Board has ended discussion for now on a proposed ordinance on video gaming. Illinois Public Media's Jeff Bossert has more.
A brief discussion Wednesday ended without a vote, meaning for now the machines can be allowed by bars and fraternal organizations. Trustee Jan Carter Nickum says video gaming can become as habit-forming as gambling in Peoria and favors a ban on the machines. Nickum says discussions on the issue started a few years ago, but was brought up again recently by trustees when a couple of businesses approached them.
If we didn't choose to opt out, then we basically opt in, which means we allow the video gaming. The consensus of four of the five people present was to go ahead and allow it for now. I have some reservations, some serious reservations about it, but until, I guess, the others see a problem with it, we're going to have video gaming.
Savoy trustee Bill Smith says he understands the concerns, but believes fees coming from the use of the machines can do some public good. He suggests them for recreational purposes, like allowing underprivileged kids to attend a summer day camp. Illinois' Video Gaming Act allowed the machines in 2009, and the state gaming board expects to have them in place later this year. A number of towns have imposed a local ban, but Champaign, Urbana, and Danville are also among those allowing the machines. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.
The University of Illinois says it would welcome a new contract proposal from the union for 300 visiting academic professionals on the Urbana campus. The union calls that a welcome development, but the administration says that was its position to begin with. Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows reports.
Contract talks broke off in March, with the administration saying its latest proposal was its last, best, and final one. Union members voted the proposal down in May, and the two sides disagree on who should make the next move. University spokesperson Robin Kaler.
We have made our last, best, and final offer, but they certainly can come back and present new information, new proposal to us, and we certainly will listen.
Chief Negotiator Alan Belansky of the Association of Academic Professionals says they've wanted to present a counterproposal for weeks and contends the university refused to consider one until the last, best, and final proposal was rejected by the rank and file.
If now they've changed that position, and we hear that from their bargaining team, that they want to come back to the table, that would be terrific.
But Belansky says they have to hear from the administration's bargaining team directly and not through the media. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Southern Illinois University in Carbondale and Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, will each receive hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal grants to further so-called clean coal technology research. 20 universities submitted a total of 23 research projects for Department of Energy consideration. The department ultimately chose 9 projects for a total of $2.7 million. The grants are part of more than $5 billion the Obama administration has allocated for such research and development. SIU Carbondale and IUPUI will each receive nearly $300,000 towards work designed to create and study specialized coatings intended to reduce corrosion of coal boiler and turbine parts under high temperatures. And former President Bill Clinton has opened a conference of hundreds of business and government leaders in Chicago to discuss ways to support the nation's economic recovery. The former president on Thursday urged those attending the two-day Clinton Global Initiative America event in Chicago to invest in projects that will create jobs. Among the goals, he said, was to share ideas in the areas of housing recovery, education, clean energy, as well as helping returning war veterans to find employment. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is among those in attendance. In sports, the Chicago Cubs take on the Milwaukee Brewers at 1:10 today. The St. Louis Cardinals are in Houston to face the Astros at 7:05, and the Chicago White Sox host Toronto at 7:10. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.